This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Minimum wages have risen in 18 states and 24 cities at the turn of the calendar in 2018. There are 14 Republican House of Representatives seats in California that are coming up in the next election. 8 are classified as highly competitive, and 3 are already too close to call, 2 of which are in Orange County, long a stronghold for Republicans, including Daryl Issa, the controversial head of House Investigations. An emboldened Israeli right wing is moving quickly in the new year to make it far more difficult to create a Palestinian state, signaling its intention to doom hopes for a two-state solution to the conflict. Falling courses, especially clinically tested ones, are a fairly recent phenomenon in the Netherlands for elderly citizens. Virtually unheard of just a decade ago, the courses are now common enough that the government rates them. Certain forms of Dutch health insurance even cover part of the cost. The Air Force Project Blue Book examined more than 12,000 UFO reported sightings between 1952 and 1970. Traffic deaths in Colorado involving drivers testing positively for marijuana more than doubled between 2013 and 2016, according to the federal government. In a study of the internet after the 2016 election, pro-Trump users were 3 times more likely to visit fake news sites supporting their candidates than Clinton partisans were likely to visit bogus sites for her. Newspaper astrology columns used to offer different advice in papers to working and middle-class readers, with middle-class horoscopes recommending spending more money, traveling more, and focusing more on their careers. The U.S. spends almost twice as much on health care as other advanced industrial countries, amounting to 17.9% of our gross national product. Studies find that we use the same amount of health care, but our prices are simply higher. Utah's Republican Senator Orrin Hatch has announced that he will retire as the longest-serving member of the Senate at 83 years old, potentially opening the seat for a run by former Massachusetts governor and Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.